A revolt at the State Department. Hundreds of diplomats vented their anger yesterday at a new policy that forces them to go to Iraq or risk losing their jobs.
During the contentious hour-long town hall-style meeting, they expressed concern over security, personal sacrifice, and alleged inadequate care of envoys who have previously been sent to a war zone.
The State Department hasn't been able to find volunteers to fill 48 of the 252 diplomatic posts that will become vacant next summer in Iraq. So the solution? Mandatory service.
The most vocal opposition came from a guy named Jack Crotty, a senior foreign service officer with 36 years of experience. That's 5 years longer than I've been alive. His speech elicited extended applause from the crowd. Here's part of what he had to say.
It's one thing if someone believes in what's going on over there and volunteers, but it's another thing to send someone over there on a forced assignment. And I'm sorry, but basically that's a potential death sentence, and you know it. Who will take care of our children? Who will raise our children if we're dead or seriously wounded? Who will get our kids through life?
Crotty also said that a double standard was in effect in the case of the Baghdad embassy.
You know that at any other embassy in the world, the embassy would be closed at this point with all this incoming rocket and everything. So basically...
Here's Foreign Service Director General Harry Thomas responding to the criticism.
Well, thank you for that comment. It's full of inaccuracies, but that's okay.
The State Department, tell us how you really feel there. The State Department is expected to tell about 200 diplomats this week that they're likely to be assigned to Iraq. And according to the new policy, unless they come up with a valid medical excuse, anyone who declines to go could face dismissal.
The State Department has filled overseas jobs entirely with volunteers in recent decades. These forced assignments would be the first since the Vietnam War.
And that is today's BPP Big Story. Now let's get the rest of the news with Rachel Martin.